Ray Brown's Talking Birds.
Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. BirdwatchersGeneralStore.com.
By Vortex Optics, with the VIP warranty. Their unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. Learn more at VortexOptics.com. And by Hog Island Audubon Camp. For full camp schedule, program details, and to register, visit hogisland.audubon.org.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, and welcome to our show number 1043, in which we'll meet birds from the Deep South, the Far West, and the Lesser Antilles. We'll also talk with the leader of one of America's great birding festivals, and we'll announce the fourth winner in our Make Your Own Swag Contest 2025 as we build up to the grand prize, Vortex HD Diamondback Spotting Scope. We're catching up with an Avian Intense audio postcard that Haley Perez sent to us back in May from a beautiful and birdie Caribbean locale.
Hi, everyone. This is Haley from San Diego. I am currently vacationing on the island of St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands with my very tolerant husband, who comes birding with me on every trip that we take. And we are celebrating 10 years of marriage. And ever since we stepped out of the car at our hotel, we have just seen lifer after lifer, and there are so many wonderful birds here in this tropical paradise. A few of the new ones that I've seen are the scaly-naped pigeon, the Antillean-crested hummingbird, the banana quit, the green-throated carib, and many, many others. There are so many beautiful birds here, and we're having a wonderful experience. Happy birding, everyone.
Thank you, Haley. Happy birding and happy anniversary. We have room for more audio postcards, and if you'd like to send us one from wherever you're looking at birds, we'd be happy to receive it. Just record a brief description into something like a smartphone of what you're seeing or hearing, and send the file to ray@talkingbirds.com. That's ray@talkingbirds.com.
There's no G in talking.
That's right. And now the week four winner in our Make Your Own Swag Contest 2025. And the winner is Megan Fox from Des Moines, Iowa. There you go, Megan. She sent us a picture of herself with a Talking Birds patch. And she's surrounded by her first grade students who are learning about birding and plurting. That's picking up litter while birding. In fact, they've already learned a lot. She sent us also a second photo accompanied by her friend Jenny, who runs the Iowa Bird Rehab nonprofit in Des Moines. Megan wins this week's Make Your Own Swag prize, copies of Mike O'Connor's two best-selling books, and an official Birdwatchers General Store baseball cap. She is also eligible, as is everyone who sends in a Make Your Own Swag photo, for a chance to win the grand prize Vortex Spotting Scope, which will be awarded by way of a random drawing. By the way, the final day for photos to be received is June 27th. So this is really the last chance to request a patch. So there'll be time to do that. Send a patch request to ray@talkingbirds.com, and you can just say something like, send me a patch. That would cover it. Meanwhile, this is not our mystery bird contest. It is a preview, though, of the mystery bird contest, which will be coming along in just a little bit. Here's some info about the bird. It's robin-sized, long-legged, and stocky, with a rounded head and short neck, bill, and tail. Adults are mostly dark gray with a grayish-brown head and pink legs. Our bird is generally seen on fallen logs or rocks along whitewater streams in western North America, often diving headfirst beneath the water's surface and walking along the stream bed to forage for insects. I think maybe there's only one bird that could fit this description, but that's for you to decide on our mystery bird contest. And we'll give the phone number here in a moment, and we'll, again, do the contest a little bit later on, but this is to get you warmed up for it. Prizes, we are really excited that we have a new prize to award this morning. This is really beautiful. It's a Birding by Ear course in the LarkWire app. It's highly customizable and game-based with identification tips from some of the world's best birders, and it has a uniquely effective approach to learning. That's kind of important. These LarkWire courses enable you to master bird sounds and have fun doing it. As our friends at LarkWire point out, the only downside may be that after you've taken this course, our mystery bird contest might become just a little too easy. But you'll get over that. So that's our one prize. Welcome to the LarkWire folks. Happy to have them providing this beautiful prize. And our other prize is also beautiful. It's a $25 gift certificate for Bird Collective, your one-stop shop for vintage-inspired apparel and unique accessories, all featuring birds. So that's all coming along in our mystery bird contest. I guess we could, I think I said we'd give the numbers. We'll give it now, even though we're doing the contest a little later. 781-837-4900 is the number for the contest a little bit later. We are honored to have so many folks, more than 900 of them, as Talkin' Birds ambassadors, the royalty of the Talkin' Birds family, folks that help us get the word out about our show by handing out little info cards that we send to them, handing them out at their convenience. And we want to say thank you to Maxine Johnson from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And Maxine says something a lot of folks can identify with. She says, I find my interest in birds to be a good distraction from all the negative things going on in the world today. Yes, thank you, Maxine, and thank you for becoming a Talkin' Birds ambassador. And Talkin' Birds listeners, if you like our show, we hope you'll help us make it grow by becoming a Talkin' Birds ambassador, as Maxine has done. When you sign up, we'll send you that batch of info cards you can hand out at your convenience to friends and neighbors, fellow birders, and would-be birders, maybe most importantly. Sign up, just click on the Get Involved tab. That's at the top of the homepage on our website, talkinbirds.com. Still to come today, we'll talk with the man in charge of the Great Southeast Arizona Birding Festival coming up in early August. Plus, Mike O'Connor will join us for a Let's Ask Mike segment almost live from the archive about ants. And up next, a big, beautiful bird from way down south is this week's featured feathered friend.
Today's featured feathered friend belongs to the order Pelicaniforms, the family Threscionorthidae, and the genus Idissimus. Adding the species-specific name to that genus gives us Idissimus albus, the white ibis, another of those birds that kind of sounds like it's found something to laugh about. A flight call there from this large white wading bird with long bright red legs, black-tipped wings, a long down-curved reddish bill, and a patch of red skin around the eye. The white ibis is found in coastal salt marshes, mangroves, swamps, and shallow ponds along the U.S. Gulf Coast, the Mid-Atlantic Coast, and the western coast of Mexico, including the Baja California Peninsula. It feeds by probing into the soft, muddy bottoms of wetlands and closing its bill in a tweezer-like fashion to grab crayfish, worms, crabs, newts, and snails. White ibises depend on wetlands for breeding as well as for foraging, and changes in water levels can impact their survival rates. Fortunately, the species remains common, with populations holding steady, and it's considered to be a bird of relatively low conservation concern. It's today's Talkin' Birds, featured feathered friend, Idissimus albus, the big, beautiful white ibis.
Welcome again to our show, number 1043. Luke Safford is Director of Engagement for Tucson Bird Alliance, formerly Tucson Audubon, and the man in charge of one of the great annual birding events in the U.S., the Southeast Arizona Birding Festival, happening this year from August 6th through the 10th. And Luke is here to tell us a bit about it. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you and great to hear about this wonderful festival. And I want to start off, Luke, by reading a sentence and asking you to elaborate on the fact presented in it. It says, "The period of late July and early August is an ideal time to visit Southeast Arizona."
Yeah, it's a little surprising when people always first hear that our festival is in August. They're like, isn't it hot in Tucson in August? And it sure is. I mean, it is hot. But, you know, we put up with that because it's also when we get most of our rain. It's our monsoon season. And so with the rain comes just more vegetation, more food opportunities, resources for birds and other wildlife. And so we have what we call a second breeding season. And then also with fall migration starting, a lot of the birds that are first moving down, they stop right here because of all the food resources that are available to them. And so it creates really high hummingbird diversity and numbers and diversity of flycatchers and warblers coming down from the north. And it's a pretty magical time.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the rarities on the list here. White-eared hummingbird, eared quetzal, rufous-capped warbler, flame-colored tanager, and streak-backed oriole. And Luke, all these mind-boggling numbers of options for birding during the festival. You have van trips and self-driving trips and day trips and night trips. I don't know if it's possible to describe highlights when there are so many options, but could you give it a try?
Yeah, sure. And not just different types of field trips, but I think one of the biggest things is the different habitats that each of these field trips goes to. So we have outings that go up into the Sky Islands and mountain ranges around Tucson. We have about four different mountain ranges that we visit, each holding different unique types of birds and habitat. Then we have Sonoran Desert. We have grassland habitat, and of course, wetland riparian habitat as well. Yeah, we try to have as many different types of field trips, different ways to get there, which some are more expensive, some are less expensive, making it more reasonable for people to come out here and to visit all the different places we have.
All right, and you might get a little thirsty when you're out there, but you have something for thirsty birders. That's the Wine and Brew Tour. Okay, birds, birds, wine, and tour.
And birds, wine, and brew tour. Yeah, it may not hydrate you. We do have water, okay. Big jugs of water in every van. Yeah, you got to stay hydrated. But, yeah, it's always good to throw on a beer and a glass of wine as well. Yeah, so that's visits our grassland habitat in Las Cienegas and visits Copper Brothel Brewery and then also there's a lot of vineyards in that area. Huh. So we visit one of our local vineyards as well.
I always like to ask about activities. Luke, for non-birders who may be accompanying bird-loving spouses and partners, some options there?
Yeah, for the SOBs, spouse of birders, that's what we call them. But our festival venue is right next to the Randolph Golf Course. So, you know, if the other spouse, the other partner wants to go and play some golf, they can walk across the road from where we have the Nature Expo and all of our presentations. Like I said, there's a lot of different vineyards in the area. They can go and visit those. The Arizona Sonora Desert Museum to walk around, or the Air and Space Museum. Those are good spots too.
Mm-hmm. And I just have to ask you about this one. Maybe there's a non-birder connection here. I don't know. It's the sleep-in special at the Patton Center for Hummingbirds.
Yeah, we usually have at least one of those on Saturday morning because we have some Friday night events that people will stay out for. But, you know, not everyone likes to wake up really early. Of course, in August, you got to get up early to beat the heat. So it's a little warm, but that sleeping special is down in Patagonia, which is a little higher elevation. So it's a little bit cooler. and there's a lot of shade from the cottonwood trees at the Patton Center for Hummingbirds. So that's where we have that sleeping special. I think it starts like 8 or 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. That's luxurious. Well, special presenters include a couple of friends who've been guests on our show, Big Year Birder Tiffany Kirsten and the great David Lindo, a.k.a. the Urban Birder. And you even have comedy this year, right?
Yeah, we're excited for all of our featured speakers. We have a great lineup this year. David Lindo, as you said, he's going to be our speaker at our festival culmination banquet on Saturday night. And Tiffany is talking on Thursday, and it's always a pleasure to have her at the festival. And then, yes, we have a comedy show from Adam Caton Holland. He's a hilarious comedian, and he's also a legit birder. So he's going to come, and Friday night we're going to do an offside event at 191 Tool, and that should be a lot of fun. Yeah, got to throw in some laughs with the birds.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get to the nitty-gritty here. Luke, tell us about accommodation options, and most importantly, how folks can register to attend.
Sure thing. Yeah, so our festival is held right at the DoubleTree by Hilton near Reed Park. And so that really is the best spot to stay. They should still have some more rooms. And there's a link on our festival website that you can click on to get the festival rate. It should be about $112 per night. Mm-hmm. And everything that happens at the festival basically right there at the DoubleTree. So you can walk out from your door, go down, visit one of the restaurants, go to the expo, all of that. There's also some other hotels and Airbnbs, of course, in the area, but we really recommend staying there. And you can find all of that at tucsonbirds.org/festival. And so that's the best way to find everything about the Southeast Arizona Birding Festival. You can see a list of all the birds we have, accommodations, how to sign up. There's a little register button. There's still some good spots left. Mm-hmm. And we're really looking forward to hosting you got Ray Brown Talking Bird has a table at our Nature Expo for a couple days. We're looking forward to seeing some of your ambassadors there.
Indeed. Luke Safford is Director of Engagement for the Tucson Bird Alliance and the man in charge of one of the great annual birding festivals, the events in the U.S., the Southeast Arizona Birding Festival, happening this year from August 6th through August 10th. And that website, again, tucsonbirds.org. I think Luke said /festival.
Correct.
Yeah, tucsonbirds.org/festival. Luke, great to connect you with again, and best wishes for another great festival.
Appreciate you, Ray. Thanks so much.
Luke Safford here on Talking Birds. And up next, it's our Mystery Bird Contest in just 1 minute.
The flutter of a tail feather, the flash of a wing bar in mid-flight. You don't always have a lot of time to identify a bird in nature, let alone to appreciate its beauty. But with Vortex Optics, you'll have the power to bring every wild moment closer. When you choose Vortex, you're choosing to have a partner in the field as passionate about nature as you are. Whether you're spotting old friends on the backyard feeder or packing for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to add a few species to your life list, Vortex offers a full range of optics and optics accessories for every birder and every budget. And whether the birds are taking you to another state or another country, you're always covered by the Vortex VIP warranty, an unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. If you'd like to learn more, or if you need help choosing your next optic, give Vortex a call at 1-800-4-VORTEX or visit vortexoptics.com.
There's that mystery bird. In case you missed it earlier, we'll give you a description here in a moment. But also, in case you missed earlier, we have an exciting brand new prize on our Mystery Bird Contest. It's a Birding by Ear course in the LarkWire app. Highly customizable, game-based, with ID tips from some of the world's best birders, and a uniquely effective approach to learning. You can master bird sounds and have fun doing it, which is a pretty nice combination. A great new prize here at our Mystery Bird Contest. Also this morning, a $25 gift certificate for Bird Collective, your one-stop shop for vintage-inspired apparel and unique accessories, all featuring birds. Prizes there on the Mystery Bird Contest. If we get to our bonus question, we have another prize from our friends at Feather Friendly, the Bird Window Collision Kit. The main thing here is the phone number for the Mystery Bird Contest. And I also want to make sure I describe the bird again. I almost forgot. Our mystery bird is robin-sized, long-legged, and stocky, with a rounded head and short neck, bill, and tail. Adults are mostly dark gray with a grayish-brown head and pink legs. Our bird generally seen on fallen logs or rocks along whitewater streams in western North America, often diving head first beneath the water's surface and walking along on the stream bed, foraging for insects. That's our mystery bird, and you heard the prizes there, and all you need to do now is call and tell us what you think that bird is. No correct answer means a drawing will determine our winner, so extra incentive to give a guess if you're not entirely certain about what that bird is. 781-837-4900 is the number. That's 781-837-4900. Meanwhile, with a little ant talk, we'll check in with Mike O'Connor from the archives. Let's ask Mike in just 1 minute.
Hog Island Audubon Camp has welcomed nature enthusiasts to its shores since 1936. It's a program of the Seaburn Institute, and the island hosts five-night sessions for adults, teens, and families taught by the world's leading naturalists, ornithologists, and artists. Hog Island campers deepen their relationships with the birds and the ecosystems around them during the island's immersive educational camps. New for the 2025 camp season is Let's Go Birding Together, scheduled during peak fall migration. This session is a safe space for queer birders to connect with nature and each other while learning ways to foster a similar environment in their community's home. For full Hog Island schedule, program details, and to register, visit hogisland.audubon.org.
All right, it's time for Mike O'Connor to channel his inner E.O. Wilson as we talk about ants on Let's Ask Mike Live. Good morning, Mike.
Oh, good morning, Ray. E.O. Wilson, huh? Oh, okay.
Well, he was not with us any longer, sad to say, but he was, I think, considered the world's foremost expert on ants. So that makes you,
yeah,
I don't know, maybe you're number
two. They're going to start taking his name off the Wilson's Warbler and as a reward.
They're taking it off the E.O. Wilson's Warbler, I think. Yeah, a different Wilson.
Ant,
So what's the big deal about ants?
Well, I was out the other day walking in the neighborhood. I had a little time before I had to leave for work, and so I just walked the neighborhood, and one of the driveways had a crack in it, like many asphalt driveways do, and the ants were kind of emerging. Ants pretty much dominant in a lot of areas in the wintertime, and then in the spring, as we know, they come out, they're looking for food and to expand their colonies, looking for more places to breed, and the birds know it, and they were waiting for them. And there were some northern flickers and northern cardinals side by side just gorging on these ants, and they were glad to get them. And I was fun to watch them. And, you know, as I appreciated that, I know a lot of birds depend on ants besides the mockingbirds and the flickers, robins, sparrows, catbirds, and the much beloved cardinal all enjoy the ants. But then I started thinking in my neighborhood, and probably in a lot of neighborhoods around the world, when they see ants, they freak out. People get all worked up over ants, especially if they're flying. They think, oh, here we go, it's an invasion. And they run out with a can of Raid, a black flag, and start spraying everything. And, you know, and I just thought, boy, that's just a mistake, because these ants are so important to these birds, and they run out with the can and they start spraying. And now I get it. If you've got ants in your kitchen, you've got to take some steps. But take a, you know, look online and see what's the better way to do it. But certainly running out with a can of spray outside where the ants are supposed to be isn't the right alternative. Not only would it lose a food source, but the birds would ingest these toxic ants. They would pass these toxic ants onto their nestlings. And the next time it rained, the rainwater would puddle up with toxic rainwater from this sprays. And, you know, it amazes me. You go to a I go to the Stop and Shop and I want to buy some allergy medicine. I have to show my ID because, oh, well, we got to make sure you're old enough to have an allergy. But can grab a can of ant spray off the shelf next to the baby formula in the Time magazine that's right there. And we just have to look for better ways, look for ways to control our impulse to spray everything that we see, because birds are in trouble and we've got to create better habitat for them. So that's what I say. And learn the difference between ants and termites. They're not same. And ants don't be on as scary as termites can be. That's what I say.
All right, some good advice, Sarah. And are you sure it's not just you that's being asked for the ID, or you think that is everybody that is being
Could be just me.
Tim is giving a very skeptical.
Got to watch out for that Michael Connor,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's right. I'm on every post office in the state.
We'll talk to you next week, Mike.
Sounds groovy. All right.
All right, Mike from the archive with Tim on the board that day. But we have a new engineer today. We'll say hello to him in a couple of minutes. But meantime, we're back to the Mystery Bird Contest. Call us as soon as you possibly can. We don't have much time left. It's 781-837-4900. We're excited to say we have a Birding by Ear course in the LarkWire app as our initial prize here. It is amazingly beautiful. And a $25 Bird Collective gift certificate. If you can identify that robin-sized, long-legged, and stocky, rounded-head, short-necked bill and tail bird, mostly dark gray with a grayish-brown head and pink legs, and it goes under the water and walks along the stream beds. 781-837-4900 is the number. And Kathy is right in our hometown here, Marshfield, Massachusetts. Good morning, Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Can you
hear?
How are you? We're all well here. Thank you. How are you, Kathy?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. What do you think about on the old mystery bird there?
Thinking it's the American Dipper.
Paul, do you think it's the American Dipper? I think Paul is giving us, he's smiling.
Leaning towards a yes.
Leaning toward a yes. Paul doesn't like to commit to these things, but he's on the right track, as you are. The American Dipper is the correct answer. Congratulations. And you
Thank
know what?
You.
And Kathy, we also have a bonus question here related to the American Dipper. If you'd like to give it a try.
Yes.
Okay. All right, here it is. It's a multiple choice question. Three choices here. These are all three potentially real choices. To survive in cold waters during the winter, today's mystery bird, the American Dipper, has a low metabolic rate, extra oxygen carrying capacity in its blood, and an extra thick coat of feathers that includes what? A, feathering that extends down to its feet. B, an extra layer of feathers on its chest. Or C, feathered eyelids. One of those is the real thing. What do you think it is, Kathy?
B?
B would be an extra layer of feathers on its chest. Believe it or not, no, it's feathered eyelids. Yeah, feathered eyelids. These are light-colored eyelids, and it creates a white flash when the bird blinks. That would be something pretty cool to see, a real come-hither look by this bird. Well, Kathy, you have won those other great prizes, and Paul will take your info if you'll just stay on the line there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Kathy. Correctly identifying the American Dipper as our mystery bird. That means we're pretty much out of time for today's show. We want to say thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to support our show, please go to patreon.com and type in Talkin' Birds and help us keep the show going. That's all you have to do to help us out with that. Patreon.com and Talkin' Birds. We want to say thank you so much to our amazing Talkin' Birds team, Debbie Bleacher, Freya McGregor, and our producing engineer again this week, Paul Pisa. I'm Ray Brown. See you next week.
Ray Brown's Talkin' Birds. Made possible by the generous support of the Birdwatchers General Store, Orleans, Cape Cod. Birdwatchersgeneralstore.com.
By Vortex Optics with the VIP warranty. Their unlimited lifetime promise to keep you and your optic covered. Learn more at vortexoptics.com. And by Hog Island Audubon Camp. For full camp schedule, program details, and to register, visit hogisland.audubon.org.